So today we will do the second half of the Mindful Mood record that we started last week. So where you had finished off with identifying your most troubling thought or your hot thought. Let's begin this second half with a little mindful moment. So sitting in stillness in an erect and dignified posture, feeling the body sitting and the body breathing. And having three breaths, aware as you're able. And now, remembering the situation that is of interest, recapturing it in your imagination, who, where, when, what. Make it vivid. Make it as real as you can. Notice how you feel in your body, those original body sensations and how strong they are. And notice too whatever moods are arising. Chances are the same ones that you listed when we worked on this last time. Remembering your most troubling or hot thought, holding it in mind. As you do so, you may start to feel some of those moods and body sensations even more strongly. Just notice that. We have to feel a little bit of the stress of our experiences in our bodies in order to heal. There's a saying, if we feel it, we can heal it. And now with the most troubling or hot thought in mind, begin in a moment to record evidence both for and against that particular thought alone. Whatever comes to mind, remember that evidence means facts. As if a movie camera were rolling, someone else was to see it or hear it, verified by history. Just work with that, facts, both for and against. So take a couple of minutes on your own silently with that, recording under the evidence columns. Sometimes finding evidence against is really difficult because we're really holding on tight to our most troubling thought or hot thought. So we have to try to play detective with ourselves, or like a good enough scientist who holds that thought as a hypothesis or a guess and then gathers evidence to refute it. Or like a good enough therapist who is caring and yet goes, I wonder. So using The questions on page 9.10, tab 9, page 10, in your Mindful Mood Workshop binder. Work your way through these questions. It's really helpful to ask ourselves, is this thought a cognitive distortion? Knowing this, does this point to some new evidence? So we can ask ourselves, am I mind reading, fortune telling? Am I catastrophizing or dramatizing? Am I forgetting or discounting some of my achievements, strengths? Maybe we notice the distortion of personalizing, taking things personally. That comes across as blaming ourselves for something that's not totally under our control. This may point to evidence against. We might notice emotional reasoning. So if I did not have strong emotions in this situation, how might I think about it differently? Look to your historical record in life. Have you had similar situations before that show that the troubling thought is not totally true? You can try on the third person perspective with the questions, what would someone I trust say about this situation? Or what would I say to a friend in this situation? And lastly, we can try the perspective of the future. What would I say about this situation if I were looking back at it from several years in the future? Might that give rise to evidence against? So take a half a minute more for evidence against. You've probably well completed evidence for. And finishing up whatever it is you're writing, and then allowing yourself to pause, let go of your pen, and just take that nice pause of sitting with the body and the breath, a mindful moment. Pausing now. And having three breaths as aware as you're able. And now, over the next couple of minutes, by studying the evidence, create new thoughts. Use the questions on page 9.11 to help you create new thoughts and record your new thoughts under the New Thoughts column of your Mindful Mood Record. It often helps to begin with a balanced thought, especially if you feel stuck. Or begin with whatever new thought is just easily arising in your mind. Remember, with a balanced thought, we summarize the evidence in the for column with a short phrase. We summarize evidence in the against column with a short phrase. And then we link the two summary statements with the word and. We don't worry about grammar. We don't worry about it sounding strange. Let it be poetry. And sometimes we can arrive with more than one balanced thought, beginning with the original stem, summarizing the for column, and having a few different summaries of the against column for the second part of the balanced thought. Often the third person thought is an easy one to do. So given the evidence, what would someone I trust say? Or what would I say to a good friend in this situation with this evidence? The future perspective thought is also usually not too difficult. So given the evidence, what would I say if I were looking back on this situation from several years in the future? Had this evidence, but I'm looking back from the future. What would I say then? And last but not least is the brain teaser, the reality thought. So this one is tricky, but it can often give rise to some really new ideas about how to look at our situation. So remember, with the reality thought, what we do is we pretend for a moment that the most troubling thought or the hot thought, we pretend that it's true. And then we ask ourselves, if it's true, what's the best possible outcome? And we might make a little note about that. And then we ask ourselves, if the most troubling hot thought is true, what's the best possible outcome? So we're holding that it's true, and we're asking what's the worst outcome and what's the best outcome in both cases if it were true. And then to find our new thought, we ask ourselves between these two poles of worst and best, what's the most realistic outcome? It'll be somewhere along the continuum of worst and best. So try your hand at that for a minute, and then we'll pause. And then finishing up writing whatever new thought you've been recording and allowing yourself to pause in an upright and dignified posture and feel the body sitting and breathing. Having three breaths aware as you're able. And now I'm going to lead you through finding the believability of each of your new thoughts. So remembering that we believe things not so much with our heads as with our hearts and our guts, we're going to use our body scan skills to help us read the barometer of believability of each new thought. So just take a little peek. Open your eyes for a second, read your first new thought, and then close your eyes and begin repeating that new thought silently to yourself. And as you do so, scan through the body, especially in the heart area, in the belly, getting some measure of how believable this feels to you. And when you get a readout from the body of believability, jot that score down beside the first new thought out of 100 or out of 10. And then over the next minute or so, check out the believability of all your other new thoughts in the same way, repeating them silently to yourself, feeling them in your body, getting the readout and recording it, and then moving to the next one. So take a minute for that. Remember, we believe things not so much with our heads as with our hearts and our guts. It's a felt sense. And try to avoid anything scored as 100%. It's not terribly realistic. And when you've checked out the believability of each of your new thoughts, then allow yourself to just rest quietly in breath and body for our last couple of steps. So just feeling breath and body now. And have three breaths, aware as you're able. Now hold your most believable new thought in mind, the one that you rated the highest. And begin to repeat that most believable new thought silently in your mind. The one you rated the highest, nothing to write just now. Just hold it in mind, repeating it. And as you do so, notice how you feel in your body. Notice in particular the original body sensations you had. Notice if those body sensation intensities have changed. What their ratings are now. Notice if there are any new body sensations. And for today, we will also be checking out moods at the same time. Notice your original moods and how strong they are. And notice if there are any other new moods and how strong they are. And when you feel ready, record under body mood at the end of the record the original body sensations, the original moods and their ratings, and any new moods and any new body sensations and their ratings. And when you've recorded all the moods and body sensations and their ratings, allow yourself to take a last rest in breath and body before we do our last step. So pausing now with breath and body. And have three breaths, aware as you're able. And our last step is to determine next actions. So allow yourself to look at page 9.12 in your Mindful Mood Binder. Choosing next actions, tab 9, page 12. And just let yourself go through the different questions there and see if you can come up with two or three simple little actions that you might be able to do that would reinforce your most believable new thought. So take a minute for that. Your new thoughts may be suggesting that you try something. The evidence may be suggesting you try something. There may be some wisdom from the body here. Again, the third person perspective may help. What would I say someone else should do in this situation, had this evidence and these new thoughts? Or if I looked back from the future, what would I wish I had done? So we record simple ideas for next actions, and then when you've done them, it helps if you can record what happened under outcome. When you did the action, and what happened, and what you learned. So finishing off recording ideas for next actions, and taking a last pause with breath and body. Pausing now with breath and body. And having three breaths, aware as you're able.